Well, hello there. This is Chris. It's Wednesday. And I just want to briefly talk about perception, about the way our mind plays tricks on us when it sees something, and how we can use that as photographers, how we can use that to our advantage when we compose a photo, when we take a picture. And it has to do with a couple of things. Our visual system is not just our eyes. It's not just us looking at something. It's our mind interpreting what it sees. And our mind does the heavy lifting. I think over half of our brain is somehow involved in visual processing. So the mind is really a key player. And it does a few things that help us survive in this world. For example, it matches patterns. It tries to see things, it tries to recognize things before they are fully visible. So let's say a caveman sees a saber-toothed tiger come around a corner. That caveman will not have waited for the full tiger to be visible. It will have run the moment a fraction of that tiger was visible, because in their mind they completed that picture. That is what happens when your mind does the completing of things. Also, Google faces in things through image search, and you will see how we will pattern match, how we'll interpret things in possibly a different way than we thought we would. Like, there are faces everywhere, and it's just because they follow a pattern. Car designers use that to great effect by making cars look aggressive and putting emotion into faces of cars. So when we look at things, we complete things, we pattern match, and that completion of things, or that continuation that goes on in our mind, that we can use for an amazing effect. And it has to do with wide angle. Now, the initial impulse of someone who wants to go shoot landscapes for the first time is to get an as wide angle as possible lens. You have I want to get more in, but that has two things come from that. First is, yes, you will get more in the picture, but then of course everything in that picture will be smaller. So instead of having this majestic landscape, you will end up with a much tinier landscape that you see more of, but hey, not really, because everything is smaller now. And that is a problem. And photographers struggle with that, because more wide angle doesn't usually mean better pictures. So what can you do? Well, you can use that continuation effect. I'm not even sure that's a name. That's what I call it. But here's a little exercise. Go outside, stand in front of a wall, and take a picture, take two pictures of that wall. Take one picture where you show where the wall ends in the photo, and take one picture where you just cut off that edge so you don't see where it ends. And then look at those, or show them to someone else. That picture where the wall is not complete in the picture, the viewer will take that and continue it in their mind. They will feel, it will feel longer, taller, bigger, more expansive. And that's what happens. We continue things. And the moment you don't show where this thing ends is where you will create the perception of more wide angle. You will create the perception of more angle, of more stuff being in the picture. Give that a try and let me know how it worked. By the way, jump in anytime you like to. Yeah, you feel like jumping in. Make a call in. I'd love to have you on the station. Over on my podcast, on my photography podcast, Tips from the Top Floor, which I do weekly, I used to read from a book by C.J. Chilvers called A Lesser Photographer, which is a book that has some really great short, kind of bite-sized chapters that would be a really perfect fit for Anchor. And I haven't read from that book on Tips from the Top Floor in quite a while. So I think Anchor is a good place to revive that. So here is How to Create Fine Art by CJ Chilvers. There's been a lot of hand-wringing among the art crowd to explain away the democratization of photography. To differentiate between what qualifies as fine art and what is simply the work of a hobbyist, the art crowd likes to make excuses about how hard it is to create a great photo. Some variation of snapshots are easy, great photography is near impossible, or it takes years of hard work are repeated endlessly to justify entire careers or just a large purchase. One is led to believe that great photographers are scarce and fine art photography may be dying out. We're not watching the dying of photography as a fine art. What we're really watching is the dying of a concept. The concept that good ideas in photography, ideas worthy of the gallery, are scarce. They're not. They've never been. Connections in the fine art market are scarce. No one gets to tell you what qualifies as fine art, nor could they.